Live Nation's Jimmy Coplick on the show. We didn't. His voice hasn't even been on yet, and we already have like 8 questions for him. 203-882-9757 if you want to talk to Jimmy. We have lots to talk to him about. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Xfinity Theater now rebranding as the Meadows Music Theater.
Yes, the Meadows is back.
Yeah. To me, it was never not the Meadows.
Well, it's true, and I felt the same way, and most people that were over 40 years old felt the same way, but there is a generation that doesn't know the name the Meadows, believe it or not. I went through my office when we were changing back to the Meadows, and they go, "Where's the Meadows?" I go, "It's where you've been going to for the last 20 years, but it was called Xfinity, but that was the Meadows. It was only the Meadows for 4 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, only for 4 years.
Isn't that something, how that's still in everybody's head?
Yeah, I was shocked. It was 95 through 99. 95 through 98, it was the Meadows. In 99, it went to CareerBuilder.com or something like that.
Oh, right.
And then it went to a whole bunch of other names. New England Dodge Amphitheater, and then it went to Comcast, and then it went to Xfinity. So it's had a lot of names over the last 20-some-odd years, because it's over 30 years old, the Meadows, now. And then the Xfinity contract ran out this year. And tomorrow I'll be giving out some tickets at the Toys for Tots show that actually say Meadows Music Theater on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be among the first to have these tickets.
Yes, you absolutely will be.
Oh, so you knew this for a while. You already got tickets printed up.
Yeah, we've known it for about 2 months now.
Oh.
And we just wanted to wait till the contract ran out for Xfinity, and it runs out at the end of the year. But we have no shows going on sale till next year. So we decided to change the name now. So when we open up in January and we put our next show on sale, people are already used to the name, the Meadows, the young kids that never heard the name before.
How much money would we need to name it the Chaz and AJ Amphitheater?
Well, the money differs building by building, but it generally runs somewhere between $400,000 a year to $1 million a year.
How much for the toilet?
I was just saying.
Can we name a toilet?
The Chaz and AJ Porta Potty.
AJ comes up with these what sound to be funny, but not so funny when you think about it. Wouldn't that be interesting, Jimmy, to name each urinal? Another way, pass this on to Live Nation.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great idea. Let's piss on AJ.
Every day
anyway,
that happens.
But now
where have you been?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
He could put a big picture of his face, and you know where the right. opening is. And
yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah,
right.
Let's
just
poop
a normal
on,
day here.
Let's poop on Chaz.
Yeah.
Let's
right.
piss on AJ. It's a great idea, right. guys. Yeah. Great idea. Right. That might be the most popular toilet in Connecticut, if we could find the right person that everybody wants to piss on.
Peon. We use pee.
Peon.
Okay, yeah. Peon. You can't say pissed off?
You can say pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. You can say the other
yes,
you can.
You can say pissed off.
Am I getting blipped by crazy?
You've
everywhere?
Been dumped 3 times dumped in the last minute.
Oh, my God. You going to disinvite me tomorrow?
The FCC Never. Fine will be on the way to your house. It's okay.
If you disinvite me, don't worry. I'll drop the tickets off to you this morning before.
So. Oh, no. We're all looking forward to seeing you on stage tomorrow.
Okay, good.
We're playing a game with you and the governor.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to name the toilet, is it?
He's going to be reaching into your box.
Anymore.
Oh, I never knew I had one. Okay.
Wow, this is fascinating. But I think AJ has an idea that you should pass on to these Live Nation people, that they can have corporate names above each urinal. It's funny and branding and another revenue stream.
Right, called a corporate think tank.
Stink tank.
You think about all the toilets Live Nation owns throughout the United States.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous amount of money.
How many good ideas happen in there? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? It'd be interesting to find out if people would actually pay for that. I mean, you go to church and you go
I
to
would.
Temple, you see people's names on seats. You know, those little...
100% I would.
You would?
Yeah. Exactly.
How much
a Chaz and AJ urinal?
We 100%. Might have a deal here. How much do you want to pay?
Yeah,
we can negotiate right on air.
How much? $1,000.
You got it. Okay, whatever it is, you got it.
Thousand.
Nobody
bucks.
Else wants it.
$1,000.
$1,000. Okay. How many toilets?
You should get one at each venue. Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. We can get the gold plate and put it on and say, "Do you want to?"
Nice.
You know what's going to happen? People are going to take the plate.
AJ, that's what we'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure they bolted on there pretty good.
You should
know. You also, another idea also is for the urinals, sell to a whole comedian, so it's all stand up.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
No, but remember when we first got here, we were thinking of interesting ways to promote the show, and we got these. They were, what do you put in the bottom of the urinals? The urinal cakes or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, but urinal cakes. Yes.
But it wasn't the cake. It was the rubber mat or whatever.
Yeah,
the guard.
And it said, Chaz and AJ, they're a pissa.
Yeah.
And we would put these in random bars, and people would take them.
Come
on now.
They'd eat the cake, but yeah.
Back to Jimmy Coplick. The headline in Connecticut for concert information today is that the Meadows is now the Meadows again.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jimmy, that was something you built. That was one of your dreams.
I came up with the name myself. My partners wanted to call it the Four Seasons because
dumb.
It's indoor outdoors.
Yeah.
Because you know we had done indoor shows for a number of years there till we bought Oakdale.
We would think it's a hotel.
Or the singing group.
Yep.
You know, and I said there's just too many other Four Seasons around, and there's a restaurant in New York called the Four Seasons. I said, it doesn't make sense, but it runs all four seasons, this old guy who was my partner said to me. I said, you know what? I like the name The Meadows. It's in the North Meadows of Hartford, number one. Number two, the lawn reminds me of a meadow. I said, I think The Meadows works. And I was right because it was only 4 years named The Meadows, and here we are 25 years later, and everybody remembers the name The Meadows.
Exactly. And it sounds so beautiful. You're driving to Hartford. And when your GPS says, you know, you're like a couple minutes away and you're like looking around and you're seeing Hartford, it's like, I don't feel like I'm close to the Meadows.
Right.
And then you're there and it's like, it's beautiful. And I remember the first time going there and I had never seen anything like it. Now we're kind of used to having a luxury place like that. And then now in Bridgeport. But I remember walking through there. I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Like this was like, how old were you when you put this together and got the financing?
44 years old.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was Governor Weicker who really put the numbers together for us and gave us some of the money to build it.
But you extended yourself. You were way out there.
I was broke.
You put all your chips on the table with that.
Yeah, we went $12 million over budget. And Shelley and I had to come up with all the money we had in our lives and borrow a lot of money and finish the project. We were so far into the project that we couldn't just say, you know what, we're going to stop. We're going to not spend all our money to finish the project. So we went broke finishing the project.
Wow. That's a serious belief in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you go down the road and there's no turning around. You
got
to keep moving. By the way, you just gave me a great idea, though.
Okay.
If I go on GPS, if I put the Meadows in, it might not come up.
Right. We got to fix that.
I got to fix that somehow.
Yeah.
I got to figure that out. Do we call Waze? Do we call Google?
Yeah. Who
Maps?
Do you call for that?
I don't know.
Like. Right.
Yeah.
You know, ask one of the young people in the office today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume it's your Google listing with the name and the address on there. But I'll tell you, if you put the Meadows into Google Maps, it says Xfinity Theater, Hartford, Connecticut. But it does give, like, if you put the Meadows in, it comes up.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Because I ask the young kids, they're going to look at me like I'm an old stupid man. I can't stand asking young kids what.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, you don't? Well, you don't get the looks yet.
Here's the phone. I don't care. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, but they look at me like I'm an idiot.
I get those looks all the time.
Okay. When's the last time one of them built a, you know, $50 million theater?
Right.
Oh, I tell them, you know what, wise guy, I want to see how many concerts you're covering at the age of 76 years old, okay?
That's right. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on, and we're talking about the Meadows, now the Meadows again, and pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I like it.
203-882-9757 if you have any questions or comments or thoughts for Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation. We're getting lots of texts, too. You can call or text that number. Jimmy will be at the Toy Drive tomorrow. We're so excited about that. Thank you, Jimmy, for waking up early, coming through traffic, making your way there.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it. I am looking forward to seeing everybody.
Air quotes around that.
Yes.
I love this guy. He comes in no matter what.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I'm trying, guys.
Sharon Osbourne was on What's His Face's show, and she was asked about Ozzy's last words.
The night before he passed, he, you know, up and down to the bathroom all night, and it was like 4:30, and he said, "Wake up. It's already bloody awake. You've woken me up." And he said, "Kiss me," and then he said, "Hug me tight."
Was that the last?
Yeah. He used to get up early, and he would say, "I've got to go down and work out." And he went downstairs, worked out for 20 minutes, and passed away.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah. Can't believe he's gone.
Do you remember any conversations with him, Jimmy, or what your last one was?
I don't remember my last one, only because I don't remember, didn't realize it would be the last time. As I've said often, you know, I was there when, I was with him when he found out that his wife had cancer, that Sharon had cancer, was actually at the Meadows backstage at one of the Ozfests. And he broke down crying, and we asked him if he wanted to still go on stage. And, of course, he show must go on. Was his attitude. Truly one of the kindest people. Sharon protected him. Sharon was his wife, his mother, his one North Star in life. And, you know, really nice people need somebody like that because they get taken advantage of. And I love Sharon, and I loved Ozzy. Both great people.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, guys. If you type in the Meadows and Waves, it's like the fourth or fifth option down. But it is there.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, great. Well, soon it will move up when people keep pumping it in and moving the charts.
Right.
So I'm going to sit here after the show and just keep putting it in there.
I need a favor from you guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I need a note to get my kid out of school tomorrow.
A note.
I'll write it. Well, we got the governor. We'll get the governor to write.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Her principal is giving her about missing school because she's not actually sick.
Right.
Well, but she's sick if she's going to Toys for Tots. She's sick if she's going
to Toys for Tots. She's explaining to them what she's doing and where she's going, and they're not accepting it. So I said, we will get a note from the guys. Is that something we can do, Chaz?
Yeah, 100%. Ruth, can you see if the governor can do a quick phone call at 9, please, today? Try to get a note from the governor. If not, from Jimmy Koplik.
Right.
Dr. AJ can do it. We'll give the teacher two tickets to a show.
No one will believe that.
That's right, two tickets.
Bribe the principal,
I think it would be hysterical to have AJ write it.
Yeah, and I can't write.
Oh, AJ, I'm sure we can come up with something funny.
Ed, you could do your bits off air with AJ later. I have Jimmy Koplik here, so people want
to
talk.
Stuff to do here.
What's your daughter's name?
Raylan.
Oh. Whalen?
Raylan.
Raylan. Oh, I knew Raylan. This. Okay. Yeah, Raylan. Right. Okay, and what's the principal's name?
Miss Cass.
Miss Cass?
Yep, C-A-S-S.
C-A-S-S. Cass,
okay. Short for casserole.
Or cassette.
Right, either or.
All right. Right. Miss Cass. Okay. All right, we're on it.
Thanks, guys. See you in the morning.
All right, Ed. Thank you. Chet in the truck.
Good morning, everybody. Happy holidays.
You too.
Morning to you.
Quick idea to run by you, Jimmy. I heard you talk a couple weeks ago about putting together an Allman Brothers show in Connecticut. I've had this idea for a while, and I want to run it by you. How about putting the Allman Brothers together with the Allman Betts Band and maybe calling it the Allman Brothers Then and Now, a tribute to Greg and Dickie?
It's got a whole package worked out for you, Jimmy.
Well, we had that sort of show last week at Oakdale where it was the Allman Betts Family Band.
Yes, I know. But how about putting them all together? Warren,
well, there's Derek. No Allman Brothers other than J-Mo still alive.
Yeah, I know they did the show last year at the Beacon, a couple of shows down there where they all got back together. I just couldn't make it down there to see that one. I was hoping that.
I like
that
how you can't make it to New York, so you want Jimmy to put this package together so you can drive 20 minutes instead of, 2 hours.
It wasn't that I couldn't drive down there. It's just unfortunately that I was ill and couldn't make it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Chet.
I'll feel better now.
Yeah,
all right.
Problem.
Well, I'll put this in Jimmy's suggestion box.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Right.
Thank you, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Jimmy, are you like in the grocery store and have someone walk up to you like, hey, you know who?
It's like Shark Tank.
Yeah. I got an idea for you.
People walk up to me a lot, but they know me because of my voice, because of you guys. Oh. They don't know my face so much. They know my voice.
I appreciate the credit, but I remember listening to you on The Lich and with Christina, a little bit with Bassman, then a long run with Lappy.
Yeah. And yes, you're right. Yeah. And Stone Man for a couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
That was with Stone Man. The original show I did was with Stone Man back in the early 80s.
On PLR or
it was up at the
CCC.
CCC, yeah, it was up at CCC, and he got a little too blasted one day and literally fell off the chair in the middle of my show.
Yeah,
and Lich was the program director of CCC at the time, and he came running in and finished the show, and he knew so much about music.
Oh,
Stone Man was a personality, but didn't know a whole lot about music, so he was good running the show, but didn't have any real answers, so it gelled better with Lich when I did it with Lich than Snowman.
Oh, but just to be in that studio, you must have got a contact high.
Oh my God, I thought he died when he fell off the chair.
Yeah, that's it's frightening.
Yeah, it was so scary, and I didn't know what to do because I don't know radio like you guys. I didn't know what to say or do anything.
Well, I don't know what button to press. I'll just sit here until someone does something.
Put out a long song quick.
Did you just start talking about a band, or did you keep talking?
First of all, he was in the middle of a question being answered, and he was talking about it, and all of a sudden he stopped talking and fell over.
Okay, you think it's a heart attack.
I thought it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
I thought it was a heart attack. And he wasn't worthy of mouth-to-mouth.
Oh.
I said, I'm not giving a mouth-to-mouth, sorry.
Yeah, that's back when we would do that. We wouldn't do chest compressions. No, it was mouth-to-mouth.
You know, yep. Yes, so I was hoping to find somebody that might give him mouth, but he was fine. He was breathing, and they pulled him off to the side, and Lich sat in while he was laying on the floor. It was very weird. We were in our early 30s. We were all doing crazy stuff back then.
Right.
This is wild.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of my being on the radio. The host fell off the chair unconscious. Great beginning.
Okay.
I thought I had no future.
Well, maybe we'll bookend it where one of us will fall off the chair, but like when we're old.
That's the last show?
Like older. Yeah, last show. Yes. Boom.
Right. Good.
All right. Jimmy Compic, Live Nation on the show. We've been talking for decades, and this is the first time I heard this story.
Yeah. So far, we've had Ozzy's last words and Stone Man falling off the chair unconscious.
That's
it's
right.
Show so far. We're doing
that's
great,
right,
guys.
Yeah.
Grabby.
Pretty wild. Sean and Derby.
What's going on, boys? Hey.
Hello.
Any chance Slaughter to Prevail be coming around?
Slaughter?
Slaughter to Prevail.
I think Slaughter will come around this summer, but they are a support act. They're not going to be a headliner.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Slaughter to Prevail is a different band, right? It's not Slaughter?
Right, yeah, no, Slaughter to Prevail. It's a different band. He's from Russia, the lead singer.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of them.
That's kind of a Slaughter. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people at these shows.
And I've heard of I Prevail. But
it's Slaughter to Prevail.
Oh, but they should change their name.
They should.
Yeah.
It's going to be some angry people. thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Sean.
AJ, get well.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
A lot of people asking about Triumph.
Yeah, very interesting that they got back together. Rick Emmett got the guys back together. We headlined them at the New Haven Coliseum back in the 80s. Skipping Connecticut this time, but hopefully, if the tour continues, we'll bring him to either Oakdale or Mohegan Sun.
All right, Jimmy Compic, Live Nation on the show. Tomorrow around this time, Jimmy will be on the stage at the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven with the governor.
Yes.
Who loves music as much as we do.
Did you see his Spotify Top 5 rap?
Yes, I did.
Three of them made sense. Two, I think one of his people wrote down.
I would agree with you on that wholeheartedly. It was weird.
Yeah, so it was Grateful Dead.
Four and five was Bad Bunny and Taylor Swift, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So it was Grateful Dead, and he wears the Deadhead shirt. You see him dance, that's a Deadhead concert dance.
Yep.
Bob Marley, we know he likes Bob Marley. Rolling Stones, we know that was, I think, his first concert, but loves the sounds. Did that thing with you and Keith Richards in Westport.
Yep.
But Taylor Swift, Nope.
No.
Bad Bunny? Nope.
Nope.
So guess what music we're playing to introduce him tomorrow?
Taylor Swift?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny? you know what? Ask him who is the artist.
Right.
Oh, there'll be quizzes. Oh. Let's just keep it. We'll keep it between us.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone.
Nobody say anything.
We're very excited about this. And Jimmy, thank you for coming and bringing tickets. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, my number one, by the way, was Beatles, which is not a surprise.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else was in your top five?
Chicago was number two. Grateful Dead was number three. Allman Brothers was number four. And John Mayer was number five.
Okay. That all makes sense. John Mayer, a little surprising, but that makes sense.
Well, you know what? It is surprising. It's not really of my generation. The other four are of my generation. I have fallen in love with John Mayer music over the last 2 years when he headlined Sound on Sound a couple of years ago. And we sat down and spoke for a while. And he grew up going to my concerts. And we talked a lot about concerts, and we actually talked about PLR, because he grew up listening to PLR. And I said, you know, I'm going to give it a try, what it sounds like. And he's a great singer-songwriter, just a great singer-songwriter. He would have been big in any generation.
Do you know how many times that concert, your concerts, have done that to people? You go, and you think, I like one or two songs, I'm going with a friend, and you hear it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, now I'm a fan.
It happened last year at Tedeschi Trucks when the younger people heard Steve Winwood for the first time. And they went and started to listen to Traffic and Steve Winwood. Same thing happened.
Right.
Just if you're a great artist, you're an opening act, bingo, it works.
Al on the shoreline.
Hey, guys. Jimmy, hey. I just wanted to thank you for those the Super Bowl tickets. Well, not the Super Bowl tickets, but
don't bring this up anymore. He's not going to do it again in January. Like it's how many tickets?
Oh my god! And the most expensive tickets too. Chaz, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and they know how to pick them.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
These are professionals.
I lost a lot of money on that bet. Let me tell you.
Oops.
It's all right.
Well, the seats were amazing, so I'm not surprised, and very grateful. It was the funniest show I've ever seen in my life. So thanks again.
Which one was it?
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh yeah,
this past weekend. Nice. Yes, I remember. Yeah, that was the most expensive tickets that you got. Yes, you were the big winner.
Well, thank you. It was great. They were. I can't believe they're hopping on pianos. I mean, they're in their 80s and they don't act like it. They were very, very funny.
The other thing is like they're like a Martin and Lewis that just never broke up. You see them. There are real old clips of them on Saturday Night Live when Chevy Chase was young, and they're doing stuff together. Like they really enjoy each other and work really well together. So that must have been a great show. Hey, thanks for the call. I'll appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Something really cool happened at the Toyota Oakdale this week. Foreigner performed, but they were looking for a high school chorus to come up and join them for a special song. And Jimmy, you were a part of that.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that Foreigner does, but really PLR was really the big part of it because we, you know, needed a high school choir to sing with Lou Gramm, who is the original leader of Foreigner, You Know What Love Is, which is one of their giant hits. And we handed it over to you guys to figure out who's the choir, and you guys did a super job.
And Bradford High School joined Foreigner on stage Tuesday night at the Toyota Presents Oakdale. Here's part of that. Kids sound great. I say kids, young adults. I mean, you know what was impressive to me is that they had probably over 20 kids on the stage, and they were able to mic them up to where you heard them. I thought, oh, this is going to be a mess. You're going to get feedback. You're not going to hear them. And they did a great job with that.
They did a great job. I wonder how the kids felt when they actually, because when the song started, and then they walked on the stage as the song was just beginning, and then they turned around and looked into the audience, and I wonder how they felt when not only were they were on the stage of the Oakdale, but were in front of 4,000 people
right
singing. They will never be in front of 4,000 people again.
You never know, but yeah, you're probably right. And that is a moment that no, if they live to 150, will be a top memory.
Yes, and we treasure life memories, and I have a lot of life memories too, good and bad, but those are one of the good ones, and life memories are what makes life wonderful.
So cool. And we got more cooking tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Can't wait. Yep, can't wait.
24 hours from now, we'll see you.
Yep.
Thank you.